our help and only expectation is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keeps truth forever and never forsakes the works of his own hands. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from him that is, and that was, and that is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, which is the faithful witness, the first begotten of death, and the prince of all the kings of the earth. Amen. Let's continue our service by singing Psalter 271, 1 and 3, of mercy and of justice. My thankful song shall be, O Lord, in joyful praises my song shall rise to thee. Within my house I purpose to walk in wisdom's way. O Lord, I need thy presence. How long wilt thou delay? 1 and 3, 271. The Holy Scriptures can be found in Hebrews 11, starting at verse 23 to the end. Hebrews 11, starting at verse 23 to the end. But before, we'll listen to the holy law of the Lord.
And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third or fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that take his name in vain. Remember this Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day it is Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed this Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, and that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Hebrew 11, starting at verse 23. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed violent in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. and others at trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not a promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So far.
Let's seek to face the Lord in prayer. Lord, we draw nigh into thy holy footstool. With all our misdoings and misgivings, with all our trespasses against the law and against love, how is it possible that thou art still the same forever and ever to thy people? And we ask thee that the number might be extended of those who lost confidence in all they have and do, coming to the end of the law, believing in thee alone, O thou gracious Savior, who was sent by the love of thy Father and thy own love, to die for enemies in due time, that they might get to know thee by grace. Lord, it's the day that the Lord's Supper, thy supper, is administered. For one purpose thou hast set thyself in remembrance of thee, that thou mightest be in the center of our hearts. For those who are afar off and those who are near, for thy people, there to self living in thee by a true faith, that thy supper might be honored with thy presence, Lord. For thou hast promised that thou might sanctify these administrations by thy holy goodness in Christ. When thou hast said within remembrance of me, remember us, O remembering servant of the Father. Open thereunto the preaching before the administration of thy supper will be done, that it might be exhortation, comforting invitation for thy people today. Remember our youth, Lord, that they might have an impression by thy goodness. Remember all those who have confessed thee by a true faith in the past week, but still strong, hopeless, but still hopeful, attacked, and yet in thee more than a conqueror, a sinner, and no sinner anymore. O Lord, remember therefore unto the preaching, remember those who couldn't come. We see the empty spots of some. We pray that I might have at home that spiritual supper, when thou knockest at the door, and faith opens and thou enters, to have a meal with them, and they with thee. Lord, remember the youth of our church in catechism classes and confession class and school and the teachers and the boards, and that the schools might be the nurseries of thy church. Remember those who don't know anymore, who've tried every angle and were stopped in their tracks. Thou art the door, and thou hast said it's closed, but everyone that knocketh, by grace, at the closed door, will be opened in due time. Lord, we pray, have mercy upon us this morning. As always, please extend thy church. Please, Lord, set those who are under the bondage of sin into liberty, of the children of thee, thy eternal love, eternal peace, eternal righteousness. Thy righteousness, we pray it for Jesus' sake only. Amen. Congregation, the text can be found in 28. Through faith, he kept the Passover, that's Moses. And the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. You see the order in this text. It's first faith, and then be a partaker in the Passover meal. In the New Testament it says, Christ's supper has come instead of the Passover meal. Moses didn't go in by the law, although God gave him to preach the law. But he went in by faith alone, outside of himself, trusting the Lord's righteousness and eternal love in Christ. So you see in this text, first, faith. Saving faith. Secondly, he kept the Passover. Some people think, and I thought it too, Moses had to cover. I don't know where he was. Might be in the house of Aaron. But he had to cover the posts of the door also with blood and sheltered behind it. Moses, the lawgiver, sheltered behind the precious blood of Jesus. Secondly, he took part fruitfully in the sacrifice of Jesus, eating the lamb, ready to leave for Jerusalem, bound up the skirts, desirous to leave the house of bondage by the liberty of the children of God, traveling through the desert of this world to the new Jerusalem. Moses was a partaker of the Passover, but by faith in Christ. Faith first, then the partaker, then to be a partaker in the Lord's Supper, lest he that destroyed the firstborn. And the firstborn was substitute for the whole nation, for all the children of God. Christ is the firstborn. He is God's substitute for all the children of God. He is the substitute for all the children of God, that they wouldn't be touched by law, by the angel of righteousness, by the sword to be killed. He was killed, that I might live. That's what Moses knew by faith. But let's first think, 368, 1 through 5, 368, 1 through 5. Where we will sing together. 368. Arise, O Lord, our God, arise, and enter now into thy rest. O, let this house be thine abode forever with thy presence, blessed. 1 through 5, 368. Faith is a means. Through faith is a means. Christ is the mediator. Faith unites with him. The Givens mediator. He kept the Passover. It's really said here, he kept the Passover. He participated in the Passover. He wasn't only a means to reveal the institution to the children of Israel of the Passover, the tenth plague, but he participated in it too, to leave the house of bondage, to get at liberty, traveling through the desert of affliction on his way to Jerusalem. He participated in the Passover, and I say it again, who God said that he should institute it, should be instituted in Israel. Congregation, first he believed. He didn't believe by the Passover, he believed in the sacrifice, in the righteousness of Christ alone to be his righteousness by eternal good pleasure and love of the Father. He was set at liberty. Moses, the servant of the law, has come to the end of the law, being condemned by the law, having no hope in any good work anymore, believing in him who has fulfilled the law to set his people at liberty. He believed in the Lord Jesus as his sacrifice, as his righteousness, as his all in all. So faith precedes in this text verse the participation in the Passover. God doesn't work in the sacraments, faith. Luther thinks so. And I'm not saying what the Lord can do or not do. But we believe that the Passover or the sacrament of the Holy Supper is to strengthen afflicted faith, attacked faith, weak faith. The weakest faith that can be in your soul, to strengthen it. And congregation, he believed in Christ Jesus. And therefore the Lord Jesus says, if you are a servant of Moses and you don't know me, you don't know Moses. For Moses got to know Christ. And I believe even on the Mount Sinai, when he came to see the end which passes away, that's the law, and he saw the temple on the Mount Sinai, the sacrifice of Jesus, and therefore his face was shining from the light of the world. And Israel under the law couldn't stand it. They couldn't stand the glory of the Lord Jesus. But they will one day come to the end of the law, and Christ will be revealed to them as the Lamb of God, the sacrifice whom they pierced and I pierced, God knows it. And congregation, Moses was said at the end of all the plagues, the last one, by the Lord, this is the head of all the months. It will be New Year to you. We change the month. It will be a new day for you. And he knew that the people of God were in bondage, serving Pharaoh and Satan, not able to deliver themselves from the bondage of sin and the service of sin. And even when Moses came, the travail became more. Sometimes when Moses enters, the labor will be heavier. Do you understand me? When Moses enters, the labor might even be more heavy. Before, they had to burn bricks and the straw was given them. But when Moses entered, the straw wasn't given them anymore. It was a service of death. And we know it. A service to death. A bondage of sin in the house of the devil. In the service of Satan, and who could deliver them? The 10 plagues didn't. They worked fear with Pharaoh. Or I mean the 9. And any time he said, I'll let you go, but then he didn't. The devil doesn't easy let you go. He doesn't easy let you go. When you're in bondage of sin and the power of darkness under the rule of Pharaoh as a means of the devil, your strength is weak. Who shall deliver me from the body, from Satan and bondage? Probably you've tried it yourself. Moses tried it first by war, but he couldn't. We can deliver us from the bondage of devil and sin. Do you know that? Is your mouth closed by conviction and guilt? That you still continue in self-righteousness and own strength, impossible to be released? And then the Lord said to Moses, the 10th plague, I'm not going in detail. He says, this will be a new year to you. Listen, and that's remarkable. Moses had to preach only to his people. Satan has two kinds of people. No, Pastor, one kind, I know. But there is a people who has never bothered by Satan. There is a people in the world that's never bothered by Satan. They're under his dominion. And all seem to be in peace. They are never bothered by sin and bondage. But under the rule of Satan, there are some who are bothered, attacked. Bondage ropes are tightening. God's people. And they cry, who shall deliver me of this bondage of sin and evil? Have you ever laid on your knees, who shall deliver me from the bondage of sin and the power of Satan and the inward evil that's in me? But the Lord says, I have a message for my people. The angel of wrath will go through the streets and villages of Egypt after 3 nights. But you take a lamb. He will go through the streets and the villages and the farms of Egypt. And all the firstborn will be killed, are worthy to be killed. Listen, my dear congregation, there is no difference between the world and the church. We're all under the same judgment. Didn't the murderer at the cross say we're all under the same judgment? We easily say we are better as a church, or there's a certain church, but that's not true. Heathen and Jew are under the curse of God, and the firstborn needs to be killed. And the firstborn is the substitute for the whole nation, for you and me. You're under judgment, says the Lord to Moses. Also your people. But take ye a lamb, take ye my firstborn. That's the good pleasure of God. Take ye my lamb. A male, 1 year old, without blemish and shortcomings. My righteous lamb, take him. Love him for 3 days, because he loved you from eternity. And all the children played with him, pet him, the lamb. So Christ walked for 3 years in the midst of his people to be loved by them. The Lamb of God, in whom is eternal life. The firstborn of the Father and the firstborn of the Mother. The firstborn of the Father is a king. And the firstborn of the Mother is a priest. He was the king of his church. But a priestly king, a sacrificial king on the cross, when he took away the curse from his people, was written the king of the God. Praises the gods, praises the Jews. Congregation, the Lord says, not you can pay that ransom for your soul. I'll pay it. But do you want more? What do you want more? And between the evenings, you shall slaughter the lamb. That's the meritorious work of Christ, his sacrifice. But congregation, two things. That's Lord's Supper. Some only rest in the merited work of Christ, but it needs to be applied by a true faith in him. Can I continue? The Lord says, apply by faith in Christ the blood on the posts of the door and shelter behind it. With all your misdoings, with all your unbelief, with all your falterings and misgivings, shelter behind the blood of the Lamb. Oh, my Lamb. And I won't look behind the door when I see blood applied. I will pass by. Yeah, but the house should be neat and clean. How long did you work for it already, child of God, to get your house clean and neat and still a rubble? I'm not trusting in my holiness and faithfulness. I came to an end with it, tried it to please God, but I couldn't. David says, so my house is not with thee. It testifies against me. My heart, my hands, and my feet, and my children, and my marriage. No, Pastor, you have a good marriage, I know. But I should be better. should be perfect in love, perfect obedient. And Moses was the lawgiver, wasn't saved by the law, but sheltered also behind the blood of Christ. Oh, Moses! Oh, Moses! You couldn't deliver me, but you needed to be delivered by the sacrifice of the Lamb of God. Oh, people of God, when did you shelter for the first time behind that precious blood? To cover you. To wash you from all your sins. You'll never forget it. That the law passed by and judgment wasn't executed, although you deserved it. In congregation, therefore, also this morning, we have that administration of Lord's Supper to remember you, that he once passed you by and still is passing you by. It testifies not my faithfulness. I haven't. It testifies his love and faithfulness. Do it in remembrance of my conversion, no. By good works, no, I don't have them. But of my precious, glorious, eternal bridegroom to take my spot in judgment, to set me free from judgment. Oh, eternal love of the Father who gave his Son. Oh, eternal love of the Son who died for an enemy, a trespasser. It's only a more. It's not only the wine that points to the blood of Christ. To participate in the remission of sins. But it points also to the eating of the body of the Lamb with bitter sauce. Bitter, sinful sinner, eat it. And remember that only his righteousness can stand before God to be your righteousness. Eaten means being made one by faith. Eaten by faith. By the mouth of faith. Have not my own righteousness for the law, but the righteousness of Christ, as if I had never sinned nor done any evil. No, Pastor, I'm coming as a sinner. Yeah, against a sinner, as a sinner to the law of repenting and shaming yourself. But not a sinner anymore. And testify his sacrifice, his righteousness, not yours. You have none. And they only saw Christ. I hope you do. And him crucified. We are not coming to this Lord's Supper to testify that we in ourselves are righteous. It will never happen. But God's people is righteous outside of themselves. A liar and no liar anymore. a trespasser and no trespasser anymore. A body of sin and still without sin. Convicted and set free. Blind and see. Dark and still light. Have no strength, but knowing that his strength is made perfect in my weakness. When I give up, he continues. When I am condemned, by the revelation of Christ to your soul, he took your condemnation. To set you at peace. Therefore the Lord's Supper is not to testify that I am converted. You need to be converted, Pastor. Now God's people will be converted at the last sigh. Be released from the body of sin, being a new creature. But conversion is a continual act. Evangelical repentance. Shameful we come. But we can't stand behind. When he says, come to me. With all your burdens, dear. With all your misgivings. With all your problems. And hopelessness. I am your hope. Still your hope. For I went into the inner sanctuary as the anchor of your soul. The steadfastness of your righteousness to draw you out of this turbulent world, this darkness. Ultimately at home. Therefore, the Lord Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me until I will come back. This is a foretaste of eternal peace, waiting for the day when the Lamb will have his meal and when I will be released from the body of sin in eternal presence with God. In congregation, Moses instituted, he believed that behind the blood was peace and the righteousness of Christ. Therefore he urged the people. He was not only himself a partaker, but it's instituted for all those who are judged to death and believe in him by grace and love given by the Holy Ghost. Through faith he kept the Passover. The sprinkling of the blood under the doorposts, lest he that destroyed the firstborn as a substitute of the whole people should touch them. He can't touch you, the devil, any more. Although he afflicts you, but you're not your own anymore. And like the Catechism says, delivered from the power of Satan, he has to give up the bondage. Because you're set at liberty by the grace of God. Do it, therefore, in remembrance of me. Let's sing 63 through 5. 63 through 5. Show me thy path, O Lord, teach me thy perfect way. O guide me in thy truth divine, and lead me day by day, 3, 4, and 5, 6 days. I'm reading now the form for the administration of the Lord's Supper. Why do we have a form? That we won't change the content of the administration of the Lord's Supper. Therefore, we already read the same form as instruction and guidance in the administration of the Lord's Supper. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, attend to the work of the institution of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ as they are delivered by the Holy Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 29. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do it in remembrance of me." And after the same manner also he took the cup which he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, You show the death, the Lord's death, till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That we may now celebrate the supper of the Lord, to our comfort it is above all things necessary, first lightly to examine ourselves, secondly, to direct it to that end for which Christ has ordained and instituted the same, namely, to his remembrance. The true examination of ourselves consists of these three parts. They have the three parts again, eh? Always three parts. First, that everyone consider by himself his sins and curse due to him for them, to the end that he may abhor and humble himself before God, considering that the wrath of God against sin is so great that rather than it should go unpunished, he has punished it, not me, he has punished it. The same in his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, with the bitter and shameful death of the cross. Secondly, that everyone examine his own heart, whether he does believe the faithful promise of God, that all his sins are forgiven him only for the sake of the passion and death of Jesus Christ, and the perfect righteousness of Christ is imputed and freely given him as his own. Yea, so perfectly as if he had satisfied in his own person for all his sins and fulfilled all righteousness. Thirdly, that everyone examine his own conscience, whether he purposed henceforth to show true thankfulness to God in his whole life, and to walk uprightly before him, as also whether he has laid aside unfeignedly all enmity, hatred, and envy, and does firmly resolve henceforth to walk in true love and peace with his neighbor. All those then who are thus disposed, God will certainly receive in mercy and count them worthy partakers of the table of his Son Jesus Christ. On the contrary, those who do not feel this testimony in their hearts and eat and drink judgment to themselves. Therefore, we also, according to the command of Christ and the Apostle Paul, admonish all those who are defiled with the following sins to keep themselves from the table of the Lord, and declare to them that they have no part in the kingdom of Christ, such as idolaters, all those who invoke deceased saints, angels or other creatures, all those who worship images, all enchanters, diviners, charmers, and those who confide in such enchantments, all despisers of God and of his word, and of the holy sacraments, all blasphemers, all those who are given to raise discord, sects, and mutiny in church or state, all perjured persons, all those who are disobedient to their parents and superiors, all murderers, contentious persons, and those who live in hatred and envy against their neighbors, all adulterers, warmongers, drunkards, thieves, usurers, robbers, gamesters, covetous, and all who lead offensive lives. All these, and now continue, and continue all these, while they continue in such sins, shall abstain from this meat, which Christ has ordained only for the faithful, lest their judgment and condemnation be made heavier. I say continue, live in it. I'm not saying you can fall in it, but live in it. Then you're not welcome. That's the difference here. But this is not designed, dearly beloved brethren and sisters in the Lord, to eject the contrite hearts of the faithful, as if none might come to the supper of the Lord, but those who are without sin, for we do not come to this supper to testify thereby that we are perfect and righteous in ourselves. But on the contrary, considering that we seek our life outside of ourselves in Christ Jesus, we acknowledge that we lie in the midst of death. Therefore, notwithstanding, we feel many infirmities and miseries in ourselves, as namely, that we don't have a perfect faith, that we don't give ourselves to the service of God with that zeal as we are bound, but we have daily to strive with the weakness of our faith and the evil lusts of our flesh. Strive with the evil lusts of our flesh. Yet since we are by the grace of the Holy Spirit, have sorrow, that's better than sorry, for these weaknesses, and earnestly desirous to fight against our unbelief and to live according to all the commandments of God. Therefore, we rest assured that no sin or infirmity which still remains against our will in us can hinder us from being received of God in mercy, and from being made worthy partakers of this heavenly meat and drink. Let us now also consider to what end, the purpose I mean, the Lord has instituted this supper, namely that we do it in remembrance of Him. Now after the manner are we to remember Him by it. This manner I mean, first, that we are confidently persuaded in our hearts that the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the promise made to our forefathers in the Old Testament, was sent of the Father into the world, that He assumed our flesh and blood, that He bore for us the wrath of God under which we should have perished everlastingly from the beginning of His incarnation to the end of His life upon earth, and that He has fulfilled for us all obedience to the divine law and righteousness, especially when the weight of our sins and the wrath of God pressed out of Him the bloody sweat in the garden where He was bound, that we might be freed from our sins, that He afterwards suffered innumerable reproaches that we might never be confounded, that He was innocently condemned to death, that we might be acquitted at the judgment seat of God. Yea, that He suffered His blessed body to be nailed on the cross, that He might fix therein the handwriting of our sins, and has also taken upon Himself the curse due to it, that He might fill us with His blessings, and has humbled Himself into the deepest reproach and pains of hell, both in body and soul, on the tree of the cross, when He cried out with a loud voice, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" That we might be accepted of God and never be forsaken of Him, and finally confirmed with His death and shedding of His blood the new and eternal testament, that covenant of grace and reconciliation, when He said, "It is finished." Secondly, that we might firmly believe that we belong to this covenant of grace, the Lord Jesus Christ, in His last supper, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to His disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, after supper, He took the cup, gave thanks, and said, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. This do ye as often as ye drink in remembrance of me. It is as often as ye eat of this bread and drink of this cup. You shall thereby, as by a sure remembrance and pledge, be admonished and assured of this my heartly love and faithfulness toward you, that whereas you should otherwise have suffered eternal death, I have given my body to death on the cross and shed my blood for you, as certainly feed and nourish your hungry and thirsty souls with my crucified body and shed blood to everlasting life, as this bread is broken before your eyes and this cup is given to you, and you eat and drink the same with your mouth in remembrance of me. From this institution of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, we see that he directs our faith and trust to his perfect sacrifice, once offered on the cross, as to the only ground and foundation of our salvation, wherein he has become our hungry and thirsty souls the true meat and drink of life eternal. For by his death he has taken away the cause of our eternal death and misery, namely sin, and obtained for us the quickening spirit, that we by the same who dwelt in Christ as the head and in us as his members might have true communion with him and be made partakers of all his blessings of life eternal, righteousness and glory. Beside that, we by this same Spirit may also be united as members of one body in true brotherly love. As the Holy Apostle says, for being many are one bread and one body, for all partakers of that one bread. For as out of many grains one meal is ground, and one bread baked, and out of many berries being pressed together, one wine floweth and mixed itself together, so shall we all who by a true faith are engrafted into Christ be all together one body through brotherly love for Christ's sake, our beloved Savior, who has so exceedingly loved us, and not only shown this with words but very deeds towards one another. Here to assist us the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through his Holy Spirit. Amen. That we may obtain all this, let us humble therefore ourselves before God, and with a true faith implore on, only implore his grace. Let's pray. O most merciful God and Father, we beseech thee, that thou wilt be pleased in this supper, in which we celebrate the glorious remembrance of thy bitter death, of the bitter death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to work in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, that we may daily more and more with true confidence give ourselves up to thy Son, Jesus Christ, that our afflicted and contrite hearts through the power of the Holy Ghost may be fed and comforted with the true body and blood, yea, with him, true God and man, that only heavenly bread, that we may no longer live in our sins, but he in us, and we in him, and thus truly be made partakers of that new and everlasting covenant of grace, that we may no doubt but thou wilt forever be our gracious Father, never imputing our sins unto us, and providing us with all things necessary, as well for the body as the soul, as thy beloved children and heirs. Grant us also thy grace, that we may take up our cross cheerfully, deny ourselves, confess our Savior, in all tribulations with uplifted heads, expect our Lord Jesus from heaven, where he will make our mortal bodies like unto his most glorious body, and take us unto him in eternity. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Strengthen us also by this holy supper in the Catholic and adopted Christian faith, whereof we make confession with our mouths and hearts, saying, I believe in God the Father, almighty maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation, while the table is prepared, we will sing 439, 3 and 4. 439, 3 and 4. Lord Jesus cried out for all his people, "It is finished. Come, eat and drink his righteousness and his precious blood, to be a partaker of that precious Savior. Come, all things are ready." There is still place for those who know that every testifies against you, and trust in him alone. Know then this will be also the last table you can sit. This is the bread which we have broken, Christ has broken. Take it, eat, and remember that he gave his body as a ransom for all your sins. the cup which we bless is the remembrance of the shed blood of Christ. Take and drink. Remember that his blood was sprinkled on the doors of your heart to shelter behind it with all your needs, all your sins, all your weaknesses. You can. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. What are they? Who forgiveth thine iniquities? Do you know what it means? You know what forgiveness is, you know. He took it from your shoulders, laid it upon Jesus. That's forgiveness. And the Lord Jesus said, give me the sins of my people, Father. I'll own them. I'll pay them. I'll set them free. Redeem is thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness. God's people have a crown, and that's the loving kindness of God. They are glorious with the loving kindness of God. and he grants them with loving kindness. And healeth all their diseases, their weaknesses, their feebleness, the things which we like to should do better, which we feel we can. And he heals it in himself. By his stripes, the Bible says clearly, we are healed. He was made sick to heal you from all your diseases. Satisfy thy mouth with good things. Has he satisfied this morning your mouth with good things? He has only, my dear friend, good things. God has no evil things. And satisfy means you don't need any more than the good things of the Lord bestowed upon your soul. Are you satisfied with Jesus? I turn the tables. Although you're a sinner, he is satisfied in his sacrifice with you. It's not my love for him. That's the fruit. But it's his love for me. That's the origin. And he renews your youth. An old man becomes a young man. And a cripple a walking. And a blind a seeing. And a searching a finder. When God's people get grace, they are new. As if they had never sinned. And although you're afflicted, that you're not that new as you thought me, he says he renews your youth, not me. As an eagle. An eagle is sometimes bald, you know? Losing all his feathers. Sometimes you need to lose all your nice feathers. It makes you bald. Shameful. But then he covers you with new feathers. A new cloth. A bloody cloth. White as snow, beautiful cloth. His own cloth. He was naked to cover you. With his body, his clothes, himself. Congregation, we have here the Lord's Supper. I always look forward to souls who can't come, but must come. We are sinners. And it's only grace in Christ that satisfies our God. Let's sing 444, 1 and 2. 444, 1 and 2. let us enter this table with thanksgiving before you leave. Almighty and merciful God and Father, we render thee most humble and heartily thanks that thou hast of thy infinite mercy given us thine only begotten Son for a mediator and a sacrifice for our sins, to be our meat and drink unto eternal life, and that thou givest us lively faith whereby we are made partakers of such great benefits. Thou hast also been pleased that thy beloved Son Jesus Christ should institute and ordain his holy supper for the confirmation of the same. Grant, we beseech thee, O faithful God and Father, that through the operation of thy Holy Ghost, the commemoration of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ may tend to the daily increase of our faith and saving fellowship with him through Jesus Christ, thy Son, Lord. If we come today, Peter said, knowing what grace, go out for me. I don't fit with thee. The Lord thou then sayest to him, I fit for you. Your righteousness, your redemption, your bridegroom, shining and glorious, your all in all. Who can be thankful? Then only in thee our prayerful and thankful high priest. Lord, we thank thee that thou hast descended among us with humbling grace and a desire for thyself. Be with us as furthest of the day. Make us a witness of thee where we are called. For we can't do anything without thee. Now we know. And we should know. But everything in thee. To thee be the glory and honor. Thy eternal love. In Christ Jesus. Is glorious. For thy own honor. Be with us the furtherance again of this day. We thank thee. Give us our heart. For thee alone. Amen. Congregation, let's sing lastly Psalter 446, the fourth stanza, and after that we'll wait for the blessings. you may go home in peace, receiving the blessings of the living God, the love of God the Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion with the Holy Ghost. Be.